Well, it is a pleasure for me and my wife to be here with you this morning.
今天非常高兴我跟我太太来这边跟你们一起聚会。
And this is a special service, not only because we are taking time to celebrate Pastor Elijah's placement here at New Life Evangelical Free Church, but it's a coming home as well. He's returning here to New Life.
今天是一个很特别的崇拜，不只是因为我们在新生命国语教会庆祝林牧师的就职典礼，这也是他再次回到新生命教会。
Many of you have an awareness already of Pastor Elijah. You have an awareness of who he is and what his preaching style is like, and what you can expect in his ministry.
很多人都知道林牧师是谁，还有他牧会的方式。你们也对他牧会会有一定的期待。
But since the last time that he served here, he has changed. He's not the same person. God has been doing new things in his heart.
但自从他上次在这边之后呢，他已经跟之前不同了。
And neither are you the same, church. God has been doing new things in you as well.
你们也不同了，因为上帝都在我们当中做了不同的工。
God is always at work in big and small ways in our lives.
上帝都会在我们的生活做大大小小不同的工。
And this message is a reminder of that.
今天的讯息就是提醒大家这些东西。
That God is always seeking to intervene in our lives.
上帝总是会探索还有介入我们的生活。
And that our responsibility is to cry out to him.
我们的责任就是呼求他
，and look for him to move in our midst.
还有寻找他来到我们的中间。
The passage again that I'll be preaching from is Acts chapter 12.
今天正道的经文是在使徒行传第十二章。
And I'll just read that the first five verses again.
我就会再读前面的五节。
It was about this time that King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church, intending to persecute them.
那时基利王的手下苦害教会中几个人。
He had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword.
他用刀杀了约翰的哥哥雅各。
When he saw that this met with approval among the Jews, he proceeded to seize Peter also.
他见犹太人喜欢这事，又去捉拿彼得。
This happened during the festival of unleavened bread.
那是正是除酵的日子。
After arresting him, he put him in prison.
希律拿了彼得收在监里。
Handing him over to be guarded by four squads of four soldiers each.
交付四班兵丁看守，每班四人。
Herod intended to bring him out for public trial after the Passover.
意思是要在逾越节后把他提出来，当着百姓办他。
So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him.
于是彼得被囚在监里，教会却切切的祷告神。
We all know that as followers of Christ, we will face opposition in the world.
我们都知道，当耶稣的信徒是要面对世界的反对的。
And the work of the world is to silence God's people.
世界会找方法来让我们沉默。
16 soldiers in total were assigned to guard Peter.
有十六个士兵去看守彼得。
You have to ask why so many guards.
你一定会问了，为什么会有那么多士兵呢？
Peter was precious cargo to Herod.
彼得对希律王是很重要的。
If the Jews liked it when James was put to death, they would love it when Peter would be put to death as well.
因为犹太人对雅各的死刑很喜欢，所以他们也会喜欢对彼得执行死刑。
In addition to that, back in Acts chapter 5, we're told that when the apostles were arrested, there was something significant that happened.
而且我们如果你记得在《使徒行传》第五章的时候，当所有使徒被抓起来的时候，有一件事情发生了。
An angel of the Lord came.
上帝的天使来了
in the night and let them out of prison, and they went right back to talking to people about Jesus.
上帝的天使在晚上来，然后把他们从监牢放出来，然后他们第二天就继续传道。
So perhaps Herod thought that 16 soldiers would be enough to keep God from setting Peter free.
所以也许希律王想说，我有十六个士兵看守彼得，就不怕上帝来救他了。
It wasn't enough.
但是当然不够的。
What is the response of the church in response to the opposition that we will face in the world?
但对于世界的反抗，教会应该如何去回应呢？
The church is to cry out to God for Him to intervene.
教会应该是继续呼求上帝，请求他来介入。
If there is anything that you want to be known for, it's to be a church that cries out to God for Him to move and act on behalf of His people.
你们也要成为一个呼求上帝的教会。
When you encounter resistance, pray.
当你们遭遇反抗的时候，要祷告。
When you encounter opposition, pray.
当你们遭遇对立的时候，也要祷告。
Pray for your pastor and his family.
为你们的牧者还有他的家人祷告。
Because if you sense opposition from the world,
因为如果你们都感受到这个世界对立。
It is likely that he senses it even more.
你们的牧者一定感受得比我们更深。
That's what God's people do when they experience resistance.
这是上帝的子民会做的，就是在碰到这些反抗的时候会做的事情。
Resistance to what he would want in the world.
在这个在上帝会希望我们在这个时候做的事情。
And they pray for him to move.
然后我们去祷告，请求神来介入。
So all over the city, all the followers of Jesus were praying for Peter.
所以当这个耶稣的追随者都在祷告的时候
，praying earnestly for God to intervene, thousands of people.
切切的祷告，有好几千人。
And now this is important that the word earnestly here is the same word used in Luke 22:44.
很重要的是这个字，切切的，这也是在路加福音22:44提到的。
To describe Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane，
路加福音22:44用这个来形容耶稣在祷告的时候。
And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground。
他说耶稣极其伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗珠如大雪点滴在地上。
Literally, it means stretched out.
按照字面来说，这就是倾注全力。
You could say that their desire to see God intervene in the situation was maxed out.
你们可以说他们期望上帝来干预这些事，来介入这些事情，已经到达一个顶点了。
Their prayers were marked by the greatest degree of intensity.
他们祷告已经到了最高的强度。
The prayers of the church were motivated prayers.
教会祷告应该是有激励的。
They were passionate prayers.
要有热情的。
That kind of prayer is work.
这些祷告是会花功夫的。
It makes you sweat.
会让你流汗。
It keeps you focused for extended periods.
它会让你在一段时间需要很高的集中力。
When Luke tells us that the church prayed,
当路加告诉我们教会在祷告的时候。
It likely didn't mean that they all met in one place to pray.
它不见得是说叫大家聚集在一个地方来祷告。
By this time, there would have been several thousand followers of Christ in the city.
那在这个时候，应该已经有好几千人在追随耶稣了。
And as was their practice, they met in each other's homes.
那他们的习惯就是在彼此的家里见面。
But the church was still mobilized to pray.
但是教会还是会组织祷告。
There was great perseverance in their praying.
在他们祷告是很有毅力的。
There was great intensity in their praying.
是很高强度的。
The church had likely been praying all week.
应该教会在那个时候就应该已经是祷告了一个礼拜了。
From the moment they heard about Peter's imprisonment.
他们从当听到这个彼得被抓的时候，他们就开始祷告了。
The feast of unleavened bread lasted for a week, so these believers have been praying.Alongside their brothers and sisters in Christ for an extended period of time.
无酵节在就是一个礼拜，所以他们那个时候应该就已经祷告了一个礼拜之久了。
The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, so the very last night of the feast, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains. And sentries stood guard at the entrance. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. Quick, get up, he said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrists.
西律将要提他出来的前一夜，彼得被两个铁链锁着，睡在两个兵丁当中。看守的人也在门外看守。突然，有主的一个使者站在旁边，屋里有光照耀，天使拍着彼得的肋旁，拍醒了他，说：“快快起来！”铁链就从他手上脱落下来。
Now I love this. Peter was sleeping the night before his execution.
我非常喜欢这一节，彼得在他要被执行的前一个晚上在睡觉。
He's asleep.
他就在睡，他睡着。
He has a soldier chained to each arm, and it's uncomfortable and likely cold.
他的双手都被这个铁链绑着，然后应该也是很冷的。
Because in verse 8, we're told that he wasn't wearing his clothes and he wasn't covered by his cloak, and he's sitting there or lying there asleep.
因为在第八节告诉我们他没有穿衣服啊，他也没有盖任何的大衣，他大概就是坐着或者是躺着睡觉。
Do you know anyone like that who can sleep anywhere?
你们有认识有人像这样子啊，可以在任何地方睡觉？So I can make.
That's Peter.
那个就是彼得。
The question is, when you're facing a situation where you have no control,
就是当你在面对一个事情，但是你没有办法去控制什么。
And the outcome doesn't look good.
然后这个结果呢，也是对你很不利的。
How can you sleep?
那你如何睡觉呢？
Now it could have been that Peter was just plain worn out.
那也许就是彼得可能太累了。
Maybe he was weary.
或者是他已经很厌倦了。
There are times in ministry when you will experience deep weariness.
在这个服事的时候呢，你会经历一定会经历疲倦。
Many of you know this.
你们当中一定很多人都知道。
Pastor Elijah, I know you know this.
李牧师，我想你一定知道。
Weariness isn't bad.
疲倦其实没什么不好。
As long as you don't lose heart.
如果你只要你不丧失信心。
And as long as you seek God.
只要不断寻求上帝。
So that you will be refreshed.
你就会恢复精神。
Peter may have been weary, but he never gave up hoping in God.
彼得他也许疲倦，但是他绝对不会对主失去希望。
Now in the context, what we do know.
在这个背景之下呢，我们知道。
Is that the church was praying for him.
教会呢在帮彼得祷告。
And they were praying for God to move.
他们在寻求上帝的介入。
We also know that Peter was able to rest in this place.
我们也知道彼得可以在那个地方那个情况下休息。
The question is how.
问题是他如何做到的。
I want to believe it was because the church was praying for him.
我相信这个是因为教会有在帮他祷告。
And secondly, because he trusted that God's will would be accomplished.
第二个是他相信上帝是能够被荣耀的。
And God would be glorified through his life or through his death.
上帝的公义能够被做到，不管是他的生命是死是活，上帝都会这样子被荣耀。
It's how Jesus taught his disciples to pray.
这就是耶稣这样教我们祷告。
Our Father who is in heaven.
我们在天上的父
，Hallowed be your name，
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Your kingdom come，
愿你的国降临。
Your will be done，
愿你的旨意行在地上。
Earth as it is in heaven，
行在地上如同行在天上。
Peter had the faith to believe that God was sovereign over his life。
彼得对上帝有信心，他相信上帝是至尊的，高过他的生命。
Whether it was this life or the life to come，
不管是现在或者是将来的生命。
What's interesting is that we're not told Peter was praying.
有趣的地方是我们并没有被告知彼得到底有没有在祷告。
The church was. Peter was sleeping.
教会是有的，彼得在睡觉。
Maybe he prayed.
也许他有祷告。
He likely did pray.
他应该是有祷告。
But regardless, what is emphasized here is that Peter was sound asleep.
但是重点是彼得在这个时候他能够很睡得很好。
Sometimes.We think that if we just did more, if we just worked harder, then God would intervene.
有时候我们想说，只要我们多做一些，多用功一些，上帝就会介入。
That's not always the case.
但事实并不是这样。
Sometimes what we need to do is to simply to pray and to wait to see His hand move.
有的时候呢，我们要做的只是祷告，然后等待上帝来做工。
Then we're told, all of a sudden, an angel of the Lord appears and lights up the room. And I love this.
然后我们就，然后新闻就提到，突然间上帝的天使就来了，照亮了房间。
Peter stays sleeping.
彼得还是在睡觉。
He's out cold so that the angel to wake him up hits him.
他睡得很，因为他睡得很沉，所以这个天使必须要打他。
He doesn't tap Peter on the shoulder to wake him up.
天使并没有轻轻的推彼得的肩膀去叫他起来。
He doesn't whisper in his ear.
他也没有轻声的在彼得的耳朵旁边说。
Psst, hey Peter, 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 it's time to get up, Peter.
This I can do. 他没有在彼得的耳朵旁边说，轻轻说：“哎，彼得起来了，起床了，彼得起床了。”
He whacks him on the side.
他就打了彼得的肋旁。
One commentator wrote of this word "strike" that it's usually negative, meaning smite.
有一个评论家说，打这个字通常是比较负面的，他意思就是像锤啊。
As in the approaching scene containing Herod's death in verse 23,
就像在之后二十三章讲到那个希律王的死
，where God smites him and he dies.
主打了他就气绝了。
But here it bears the lighter meaning, strike hard.
但是这里像是比较轻的，像敲打。
So Peter was struck hard in the side by this angel of the Lord.
所以天使就在敲了彼得的肋旁。
I know what some of you are thinking.
我知道你们有些人在想什么。
That would have been a great job.
这应该是一个好差事。
Going around smiting people.
到处去敲人打人。
Hitting them for Jesus.
帮以耶稣的名义去打他们。
On occasion, when I was a kid, my mom and dad to wake me up for school would smite me like this.
有的时候我小的时候呢，我父母就会用这样子的方法去打我，叫我起来。
You know what, church?
有的时候你们知道吗？教会。
Sometimes we need a good smite from the Lord to wake up.
有的时候我们也需要主这样子来帮我们打醒。
Because there's a time to get going.
因为有的时候呢，我们要起身。
Get moving.
我们要起身动去工作。
Because there's a time to pray,
我们需要祈祷
；a time to rest,
我们需要休息
；and a time to move,
还有我们需要起身来工作。
Then the angel of the Lord said to him, "Put on your clothes and sandals." And Peter did so. Wrap up your cloak around you and follow me. The angel told him. Peter followed him out of the prison, but he had no idea that what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and second guards and came to the iron gate.Leading to the city. It opened for them by itself, and they went through it. When they had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter came to himself and said, Now I know without a doubt that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were hoping would happen. When this had dawned on him, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying.
天使对他说：“束上带子，穿上鞋子。”他就这样做。天使又说：“披上外衣，跟着我来。”彼得就跟着他。不知道天使所做的是真的，只当见了异象。过了第一层、第二层监牢，就来到临街的铁门。那门自己开了，他们出来，走过一条街，天使便离开他去了。彼得醒悟过来，说：“我现在真知道主差遣他的使者救我脱离希律的手。”和犹太百姓的一切，和犹太百姓一切所盼望的，想了一想，就往那称呼马可的约翰，他母亲家玛利亚去，那里有好些人聚集祷告。
Why does Luke spend so much time detailing how long it took Peter to really wake up？
为什么路加要在这里花这么多的时间去记载彼得如何醒来？
James is beheaded, and Luke doesn't say anything more about it.
雅各的头都被砍了，也没有见到路加在说什么。
Here's why it's important.
这是为什么。
Peter says, "Now I know without a doubt that the Lord has sent His angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were hoping would happen."
这是为什么？彼得说，我现在 真知道主差遣他的使者救我脱离希律的手和犹太百姓一切所盼望的。
Peter was utterly helpless.
彼得是全然无助的。
Not only was he chained to two guards and guarded by four squads of soldiers,
他不止被锁起来，还被两名士兵看着，还有分着四组看着。
But even in his lucid moments after the angel had woke him, he was still helpless.
就算他在最清醒的时候，也就是当天使把他叫醒来的时候呢，他还是无助的。
And sometimes we will never recognize God's hand of deliverance unless we experience a significant degree of helplessness.
有时候我们必须要了解，我们若不是在最无助的时候呢，我们是体会不到上帝的救助的。
Was it good for Peter to realize he was helpless?
所以当彼得领悟到他是无助的时候，这是好吗？这是好的吗？
Yes.
当然是的。
Is it good for a pastor and the people that he shepherds to know that they too are helpless?
所以当牧师跟他所带领的会众领悟到他们也是无助的，这是好的吗？
Yes.
是的。
God is a mighty deliverer only for those who need delivering.
上帝的大能是给那些需要的人。
But the word of God continued to spread and flourish.
神的道日渐兴旺，越发广传。
This passage began with the death of James. And it ends with the advancement of God's word in the world.
这段经文从 James 的死开始，一直到把上帝的话传开。
It must have been devastating for the church to have lost James.
雅各的死亡对教会是很大的破坏性的。
And to have almost lost Peter.
尤其是教会又差一点丧失了彼得。
It must have been hard for people to understand why God chose to intervene.
所以对很多人来说一定很难了解为什么上帝选择去介入。
In Peter's life in one way,And in James' life, another way.
上帝选择去介入，在彼得的方式是一种，然后又以另外一种方式介入，雅各的生命。
But this is what's important.
但这还是重要的。
Even Peter faded out of the story of the early church, at least recorded in the New Testament.
即使是彼得嘞，在新约圣经的记载之后，彼得也消失了。
After this section of scripture in Acts chapter 12.Apart from a brief appearance in Acts chapter 15, we never hear from Peter again.
在十二章中谈到了很多的彼得，然后之后呢，彼得就在十五章稍微出现一下，之后就没再提到了。
Do you know why?
你们知道为什么吗？
Because the gospel and the advancement of God's kingdom in the world is bigger than any person.
因为宣扬福音跟宣扬主的国是大过任何一个人、任何一个团体的。
It's bigger than any group of people.
是大过任何人跟任何团体的。
And that is of ultimate importance.
这也是为什么这是这么的重要。
That the gospel keep advancing, in the world.
去宣扬主的福音给这个世界。
Because that is the world's ultimate opportunity to recognize and respond to God's deliverance.
因为这是给这个世界一个机会去认识还有回应主。
People in Peter's day needed to hear about Jesus.
人在彼得生活那个时代的人需要听到主。
People in our day need to hear about Jesus.
在现代的我们这些人也需要知道主。
They need to be freed from their prisons.
他们需要从自己的牢房被拯救出来。
Set free to live the life that God created them to live.
自由的生活在上帝创造他们生命的这个地方来活着。
Free from condemnation and shame and guilt.
从这个被定罪还有罪过羞愧当中。
So who will share the news of Jesus?
从这些当中，重获自由，然后去分享耶稣的消息。
His life, his death, his resurrection, and unlock the door into the kingdom of God, so that people of Calgary can experience.The freeing power of Christ in their lives.
去分享耶稣的生命、死亡、复活，还有他重新开启了天国的大门，所以在卡加利的这些人都能够经历耶稣。
New Life Church, will you go?
新生命国教会，你们要去做吗
？Pastor Elijah, will you preach the word and live the word and lead the way?
李牧师，你会去教你的会众，然后带领他们吗
？Together as a body.
在全部在一起像一个肢体。
You can see the hand of God move in amazing ways in and through your lives as you serve Christ at this time and in this place.
一起像一个肢体，我们就可以看到上帝在我们的当中来动工。
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Elijah, would you come?